The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every home is lived in differently. That's why Interior Define makes it easy to customize one-of-a-kind sofas and sectionals with 100-plus fabrics, 20-plus leg styles, and multiple lengths and depths. Their one-on-one design support means having someone else do the heavy lifting for you.
Worried about spilling wine on your sofa? Hate cleaning up after messy kiddos? Interior Define's collection of safe, kid-friendly fabrics means less time cleaning and more time enjoying your happy place. So get started with free swatches, then customize your perfect piece with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD.
Start customizing with 15% off at code IMOMSOHARD at interiordefine.com.
Offer expires February 1st, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. PT. One-time use cannot be combined. Pause during sales.
Life can be stressful even under normal circumstances, and 2020 has brought unprecedented challenges. You need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes, and that's Headspace.
I dig Headspace a lot. They have these wind-down meditations and sleep music, and I did it with my kids. It was awesome.
That's nice for bedtime for me.
Totally.
Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice.
Go to headspace.com/mom.
That's headspace.com/mom for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/mom today. Hey, Jen, I think we should podcast today.
I think so, too. Why don't you tell them where we're at?
Well, this is the hashtag IMOMSOHARD podcast. Thanks for joining us. Please make sure that you rate and review, like and subscribe. We're already bossing you around.
Yeah, you can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to.
You can also go on YouTube and watch us talk about the podcast.
Or do the podcast.
Or do we actually do the podcast on the YouTube.
Lucky you.
So, please join us for more podcasting experiences together.
I think you're going to want to go to the YouTube I call it the YouTube, and I'm
We're
allowed
100.
To. If you didn't notice, this is called I Mom So Hard. So that was my mom coming out saying that. I just want everybody to go to YouTube to see how naturally I'm sitting right now because I'm repulsed by how huge I look from quarantine. Right,
everybody's
now
doing the best, so have some fun.
I'm not doing my best. I will say
I'm not doing my
best. I swing between doing my best for 1 minute a day and then.
Here's the truth. I know exactly why I am the way I am. If I went to a doctor and the doctor was like, your life depends on you being honest right now, I would say, okay, I had a fillet of fish and a lot of fries yesterday. And
you know you can get cheese on those?
I did.
Yeah.
And I got that on there and I ate all the tartar sauce and I had all the fries and I was surprised why my pants didn't fit the next day.
I think everybody's doing that. And I think we're all doing the same thing too, which is like what smokers do, where you like put out a cigarette and you're like, well, I'm quitting. So you like drop the fillet of fish and you're like, you drop it into your face, basically.
I dropped it into my mouth.
And then you're
my
like,
big mouth gullet.
Well, I'm going on a diet now. Because it's so easy to do after you've like fully
enjoyed. Yeah, I'm like, I have a Peloton that's literally behind our sofa. And while I'm watching television, I literally look over and I'm like, all I have to do is sit my ass on that thing and pedal and I would be better off than what I'm doing now. And yeah, all I do is go get something chocolate. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like the Catholic in me that's like, make this situation harder.
But that is kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. Not weight loss or anything like
God,
that.
God, please. No, I don't have anything to say.
Nothing.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Why? I can
talk. I think you look great, but you are harder than yourself.
Well, thanks. You're very sweet. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you something to talk about for
a
hot minute.
Okay, fine. I'm nervous.
And then we're going to do a little bit of mom box.
Right.
Reach into our mom boxes.
We're going to reach into our mom boxes. You don't know what's in there. There could be a set of keys. Who knows what's in our mom box?
More can fit in there than you think.
More has fit in there than anyone thinks. That's disgusting. I don't even know
what
we're talking about.
You know what? Don't brag. Whatever.
I'm bragging.
And then we'll do a little hot flash. So very special hot flash.
Cheers, lady. Let's do it.
I'm going to need you to talk for a hot minute and don't be mad at me about how you sucked your thumb for a really long time.
I didn't suck my thumb. Oh, no. Yes, I did. I'm sorry. That's a terrible way to start. No. I panicked for a second. I sucked my two fingers backwards.
Right.
So imagine what that does to your palate. I had my second finger and my ring finger, and I would put them underneath my teeth.
Oh, my God. Backwards?
Backwards. So it's literally like I was literally pushing my palate forward. So, okay, guys, this is back in the day before anybody cared about the feelings of children. So, oh man, this is gonna be the one they're like, Dewey and Terry, you've gone too far.
That's all the eons before 2000.
Yeah, this is all eons. This is of our upbringing where they're like, you're fine, rub some dirt on it. You're like, I literally need an artificial limb. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm okay. So, I used to do this thing where I would push my mouth forward. And so my parents were like, this is literally going to jack up her mouth in a matter of like months. So they took me to a dentist and they put an appliance in my mouth with two hooks. So every time my two fingers went behind my mouth, they would poke my fingers.
Oh my God, what?
Yes.
That's so Hannibal Lecter.
It's so Hannibal Lecter.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that part. I'm sorry I brought it up. Is it traumatic?
I don't remember it. I mean, I think I'm fucked up in other ways, but like I definitely feel like
that was the nicest thing they ever did.
On some level, I feel like, of course, I know too much now. The idea of doing that to a kid feels incredibly terrible, but I think they didn't have
concern.
They didn't have the concern. They were like, well, we don't want her. What do you want? Hurt her feelings or jack up her mouth?
Kristen.
I know.
Okay, but
I know.
I'm picturing like fish hooks, but it wasn't.
Fish hooks.
Okay.
What it is, and actually they do have some of those similar appliances today because Finn has something called tongue thrust. And so if any of your kids are in speech therapy, you'll know what I'm talking about.
But mine will be, I'm
like,
sure.
Basically Finn has a giant tongue and his tongue goes out past his teeth. So he pushes his tongue towards the palate of his mouth, which causes his teeth to spread and go. So kind of like what I was doing with my, and there's this really terrible appliance they can put in his mouth where it would, every time his tongue, it would just, it's just a little bar that's kind of like a little wake up call. It's not sharp. I think I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, were they sharp? And she was like, well, I think so. And I was like,
I don't know.
She goes, you know what? It worked.
I was
like, well, yeah, because I didn't want to fucking.
Where were they getting their parenting advice from, the movie Saw? What the hell? That's crazy.
That's funny you say that because I will tell you another habit I had when I was a kid. And Christ. Okay, so I had this terrible habit where I would lick my bottom lip down by my chin.
Yep.
And then I would take my teeth and scrape up. Right. So I would get this giant red thing on the bottom of my lip. And I went to my grandparents' house and I have this very vivid memory of my grandfather
just punching you in the back of
the
head.
Basically, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rub your lip with some cow shit. And I was like, in my head, I was like, whoa, is that like some sort of herbal remedy some wizard thing? And he's like, no, but you won't lick your lip anymore. And I was like, gross. And then I started bawling because I thought I don't know if he was serious. I think
think he would, but it's a little, unless he's like, that could be like some weird shamanesque thing that I've never heard of. But
hey, man, I think if if we all thought that like eating shit would make us on some level more powerful, there'd be a lot of people do it. Yeah, I know. So that whole thing, my parents did that.
And how old were you?
I think I was 2. I think I was really little. But they were worried about my palate, the shape of my mouth.
Well, okay, so
I think I was 2 or 3. I don't have any memories of doing that, but there's tons of pictures of me. And like, I remember, the only thing I remember is getting very big blisters on my fingers.
Oh, from, yeah, you are.
Because I was like, really, yeah. Hey, man, you know what? Until I could drink, that had to be enough to say. Yeah. Not being able to sleep shouldn't be about your mattress.
It's about your husband.
Yeah, it can be about everything else, God knows. But your mattress should just be like a friend at the end of the day and helps you, you know, get a nice snooze.
Helix knows everyone is unique, so you can choose a soft, medium, or firm mattress, and definitely seems like it's going to be an upgrade from what we currently have.
I took the Helix quiz, and it's very easy, and I was matched with the mattress because I, the Dusk mattress. Because,
I think me too.
Yeah, because I wanted like a medium situation.
Mm-hmm. I took the quiz and, you know, I got my weirdo back. And yeah. So I'm super excited. That's going to help me be a more positive, happy person.
They have a standard versus luxe line of mattresses, which appeals to a lot of different budgets. It's also great for parents to get premium luxe mattresses and have a more cost efficient, but ultra comfortable option for their kids.
You do it all online, so you don't have to like go in and lay on some gross mattress. I'm gonna lay on is the one my kids make covered in goldfish and toast. Yeah, especially during COVID.
Just go to helixsleep.com/mom, take their 2-minute sleep quiz. It really is that fast, and they'll match you with a customized mattress.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/mom. You know that I love wine. Have I ever told you that, Kristen?
That's weird. I'm just finding this. What?
It's true. And also, do you know how much I love coffee?
No. This is crazy. I'm finding this out.
That's why we're excited to share our new favorite find, Press House Coffee.
Press House Coffee was founded by 2 guys who love premium coffee, but not the elitist culture around it. So they set out to make brewing a real great cup of coffee at home accessible for everyone.
They have awesome and unique flavors like blueberry muffin, espresso, a tavern blend, and even a cold brew blend called Chill Wave.
Hey.
That's for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The great thing is they're made with no added or artificial flavors, just carefully selected beans from around the world.
So I know that you can go to their website and you take this fun little quiz, and it kind of tells you what your tastes are.
Which is really important for me because I have very specific coffee tastes. And if it's a little bit like acidic or too bitter, or like the cowboy coffee that you like, I can't do it.
They don't judge you. Trust us. Order Press House Coffee for yourself and your coffee loving friends and family for the holidays.
You'll even get 20% off if you go to our special URL right now, presshousecoffee.com/mom, and use promo code MOM at checkout.
Don't wait. That's promo code MOM at presshousecoffee.com/mom.
So Delilah sucks her thumb, and I've been so worried about it. And Kristen's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
let her.
You'll have some kind of hard metal thing put into her. No, she didn't say that. But she was like, don't worry about it, because kids don't go to college. Like, we're doing everything we can to get her to stop sucking her thumb. But it's interesting that the doctor did that, and that your parents thought that, because I was going to ask what your mom did to get you to stop doing it, because she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
So I figured like she had some sort of different, because
this went a totally different direction, didn't it?
So different. So unexpected. That was not the left turn I expected.
My mom's like, put the trap in her mouth. Yeah. Just kidding.
So we had her teeth wired shut. She never did suck her thumb again. But
look at her great teeth today. And my mom has so awesome
funny
teeth.
I know. Well, because we brought Delilah to this new dentist, and they were like, you have got to stop her from sucking her thumb.
Yeah.
You should put this. It's literally, they tried to sell me like some apple bitter spray. And I was like, I think I'd rather teach my daughter not to suck her thumb, because it like, just to motivate herself on her own, because she's 5. It's not
it's
like
tricky
she...
though. It's tricky because it's habitual and it's so comforting. I mean, think of those things. I don't want to like, I don't want to call you out, but you have a terrible habit that I hate.
I am fully prepared to talk about it.
That's why. Because I literally, every other word, especially during this time in quarantine, when you think I can't see you when we're on a Zoom, I'm like, stop chewing your fingers. Jen, stop chewing your fingers. Stop chewing your fingers. And it's like, but there's comfort in it, right? There's like this weird, we do these things because in some weird way, there's like, it's like you get to go in this little room that offers all the comforts you want. I don't know. Everybody's got a weird thing, right?
I know for some people it's like self-soothing, but that's the other reason. Like, it's not just the thumb sucking. I realize that Delilah is a lot more like compulsive than Dash is a little bit, which is me. Like,
what do you mean compulsive?
She started chewing on her fingers. And that's why I'm worried, because she sees me do it.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately like, stop doing that. Because I literally, you guys, my fingers hurt right now.
Yeah, that's weird. Eleanor keeps getting told she's showing that she's really bossy. Is that?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't expect my daughter to be like watching me like chew on my, but I told my husband, like, obviously I blame my parents for.
Right. Of course, we should. And I should blame mine. But good thing is they decided to put a medieval appliance in my mouth when I couldn't. I think the reason you think it was such a smart move is my mom's like, I'm a teacher. I know she doesn't have any like real long-term memories till she's four. So let's put that thing in her. Put the trap in her mouth, she'll never know the difference.
But
Terry's right. I have no memory of it.
Here's why most parenting advice is complete bullshit.
And terrible.
We went to this like really fancy doctor or dentist, like an oral specialist. Like that's Maxio, whatever.
Good Lord, facial. I think he's making that shit up. Just call him a dentist.
Well, he had like 11 kids or something.
That doesn't make him a special dentist. That makes him...
Well, he had 11 kids and he lived in Santa Monica. So, you know, he had a very successful dental office.
You know what? I will say I always push my kids into dentistry because it is a racket and it is a wonderful living.
Yeah.
If you can. Anyway, sorry. You went to a fan. This is me. Welcome to my inability to stay on point.
Well, this is my.
World doctor.
We go to this fancy guy because Dash had his pacifier till he was three. And the funny thing was, this is.
Ugh.
Oh, I forgot this horrifying story. Oh,
can you? Please.
Oh, yeah. My husband is going to have to forgive me for this. But
he's
okay.
Terry in this situation.
He's okay.
Every generationally, we're going to have. There's
All
always
right,
going to be a story
under
there.
The bus.
Like, I've got many for myself. I'm not throwing Terry under the bus. I've done many a dumb thing that I'm like, that was super dumb.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, okay, so my son had this pacifier, and it was those cute little ones that have the dog or the cow or whatever.
Which just kind of came in when we were new moms, which I sort of hate because they're these, if you're parents, you know what we're talking about. It's a pacifier.
It's got a lovey attached to it.
It's got a little like stuffed animal attached to it, but I think they get really heavy, and I think that common sense tells me that's even worse for their teeth.
Yeah, so we brought him to this guy, and he was like, you know what, it's fine. He's like, their palate is so soft. It's soft till they're like six or seven.
Yeah.
So it'll probably go back, which it did. His teeth were all over the place. And then they went back too small, actually.
Yeah.
So like, he said, don't worry about it. Everybody's going to tell you and they're going to try and sell you a thing to get you. He's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But he goes, it's a harder behavior to correct after age three.
Yeah.
So we sat Dash down. He was very logical. He wasn't even potty trained yet, but he was just a logical kid. And we said, when you're three, you have to give up your passy because three-year-olds don't have passies anymore. The dentist recommended it, and he was like, okay. And we're like, we're going to help you.
Yeah, the three-year-old was very agreeable.
I cried like a baby. He was fine. So
it's like, Mom, I read your dissertation on why this binky needs to go away. And I'm
many
I'm
grammatical errors. Yeah. However,
you didn't cite any fucking sources, but I'm on board.
That's basically what it was. And my husband read this article. God, jeez, it had to be the only article he ever read the whole time.
He found it on like BuzzFeed for dudes. And it was like, this is the worst advice. There's 4 likes on this. And by the way, maybe like some criminal actions here.
He filled all the books like onto his bookshelves in his office, and all the parenting books haven't even been cracked open. I'm like, you can sell this as new on like eBay if you want to, because you didn't even look at this. The only article he reads is that, oh, you can just cut. But here's, you can cut the lovey part off of the passy so that they can still hold on to the lovey. So my son had his 3rd birthday. And we're like, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to go to bed tonight. He's like, I'm totally prepared. It's totally fine. So my husband was like, but you can still keep the lovey. We're just going to cut it off.
Oh, my God.
So I'm holding my son. And it was like weird slow motion. It was like a Kubrick film. My these huge, shiny scissors come out of nowhere and like caught the end off of this pacifier, and it was like this slow motion like pops. It was so violent, you guys. It was like cutting off the head of this little bear,
like
thing,
a live bird.
It was so gross that my son just immediately had been so cool, so calm and so collected that he screamed worse than he has ever screamed in his entire
nightmare. Murdered his favorite thing in front of him. By the way, still not 4, no long-term memories. We're fine.
No, he remembers it. But I don't know if he remembers it because he knows it upsets my husband because he's like heard the story.
Nightmare.
But my husband literally like he wants to throw up every time he hears it. He's like, I did it wrong. I didn't know. You don't like do it in front of the kid. You don't like decapitate the passy in front of the kid. Yeah. But so I wasn't worried about Delilah. I'm not worried about Delilah's palate, but I'm worried because she doesn't want to suck her thumb anymore. And it's getting harder and harder for her to stop.
Yeah.
And she keeps trying to hide it on like classroom Zooms.
And that
and
becomes
stuff like
a
that.
Thing too, the thrill of hiding it.
But if she doesn't, this is what I'm concerned about. If she's sucking her thumb and she doesn't want to, she's going to do what I do to my fingers. Because I don't want to do that.
Just take one battle at a time. Like if she, you know, it's like when you start AA, they ask you to start smoking cigarettes. This is what I hear. Not
Wait,
that I
what?
Was court ordered. I'm
what?
Just saying.
They
tell you to start smoking cigarettes because they want you to transfer addictions. So many people are going to comment on.
Is that true?
I might be making it up, but I know I heard it somewhere. Look, I'm not telling anybody that I'm
easier to hang,
well,
maybe.
Educated. I'm not. I have an advanced degree from a very elite premium online school.
University of Phoenix. Right?
Not even. That's too hard. I didn't want to do University of Phoenix.
I don't know, but I don't suspect when you go to like a smoking cessation
not
program
that
they
the
are like,
kind
you should start heroin because everybody's heard that urban legend that smoking
I've heard
is
harder than...
I know.
Well, I think you'd have more fun on heroin. At least that's what the... Look, if you just take away the stigma altogether, those drugs are not done because they're a bad time, right?
No, my husband was
it's
just
not
saying,
like they give you headaches. Like, God, I took heroin and I got the worst headache.
No.
They're like the opposite.
Well, I haven't tried heroin.
I have not either.
God, because my husband said that Axl
That's not
Rose,
a light one that we just like... What if I was like, I did it at a party. It wasn't my thing.
Nobody has ever said that.
Like, I don't know if I've known anybody that's ever done it. And if I do know you, I don't want to know that you've done it because it'll make me feel concerned for you.
Oh, my God. I know I... Well, that's okay. My husband was just saying last night that Axl Rose, he heard him in some interview say, you do it one time and it's the best feeling you've ever had.
And
then you do it a second time and then you're hooked.
Yeah, because you just chase that dragon the whole time.
Yeah, but I don't believe in anybody even doing it once.
Ugh, I don't want to. That would, I look, here's the thing about me and drugs. I think that, like,
look at how easily I roped her into that, you guys. It was so much easier than I thought it would be. She just spills. She just confesses everything about age 24 to 30.
I mean, I had a short, I'm not sure if I'm prepared. Listen, I was no angel, and I dabbled and I dibble-dabbled and here and there and tried things to see how they felt. And some things felt good and some things felt expensive. So I did not have the means
to maintain any habits of any level on anything. And also, I am somebody also that doesn't love pot, which I really wish I did. But I when I'm talking about my double dabbling in drugs, I also loop, this is before it was legal, y'all, pot in there because I just didn't, I didn't like it. I wish I did. I wish I did now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying it. But
well, especially back in Nebraska, if you were trying to buy pot when we were, it was like, you might as well have been buying heroin.
Oh my God. I did it once at a party in college and I like thought everyone was trying to murder me and that was going to be how it was forever. Everybody was like, just take a little bit. And then they would hand me this water bong that was like a giant like PVC pipe full of water and smoke. And then they would take that thing out and go, just breathe it on. And I'm like, oh yeah, that just seems like a small amount of whatever drug is in this smoke.
That sounds like a really good time. I hate to say it, but you just brought back a lot of sense memories for me.
The brrr, like, I was like, no way. I was so uncool. I couldn't handle it.
I can't tell you how many times I drank cigarette butts when I was
gross. Gross. And you always like,
for everybody listening on the podcast, I might have farted when I really stiffened up.
I remember walking in and being like, here it is, Kristen. You're at a party with illegal substances.
It's like, I remember being like that after school special.
It's exactly like they told me it was going to be. It's really sad I'm 27, but you know what? I knew this day would come. I would be at a party where there was paraphernalia.
As your resident advisor, I advise you all not to do this devil's smoke. Krista was such a, it's so funny. Krista was such a good kid and did so much more than me. I was such a bad kid.
But then we swapped and you got good and I was like, I'm in LA and my parents aren't here and I'm mad at Terry for putting an appliance in my mouth. Just kidding. I wasn't. I just was like trying out being on my
own. You're so forgiving because I would write a tell-all book if my mom had put that. I wore braces for a year and I was like, what were you trying to do to me socially?
Yeah, but my mom's going to be like, it wasn't that big of a deal, Kristen. And I would go, it wasn't a metal appliance and were there hooks? Well, yeah.
I think anytime you say hook and metal appliance.
No, it was a.
And two-year-old.
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't. Terry's going to have some explaining to do.
I know.
By the way, Dewey's complicit too because he's 50. I just say it's always Terry. But my dad, my dad's going to be like, what appliance? Well, you know what, Dewey? You've like, got your part to play in this, sir.
Dewey's like, what kid named Kristen? Hold on.
Wait a minute. Was that the year?
The early 80s are a little foggy for me.
Early 80s. Did I have three kids? I'm confused. But yeah, those, like, I think, like, habits are really hard to break, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm trying right now to get, there's just habits that I'm annoyed by. Like, my son feels this need to, like, he's like sucking in phlegm to spit his toothpaste out. It's so aggressive. It sounds so terrible. And all I think to myself is, someday you're going to be dating a girl and you're going to spit into her sink. Oh, you're going to spray it all over. She's going to cut it. She's going to break up with you and you're not going to know why. And I'm going to know why.
That's exactly what I thought of when you said that, was like, it might feel like it's not a big deal, but it will be on divorce paper someday.
It will be on divorce paper.
Absolutely.
They'll be like, why as the mother did you not stop him from doing this? And I'll be like, I was in quarantine with him. I tried. He's got a thing about brushing his teeth, too. He does it too much. It's a weird.
Oh,
we've all got a thing.
I'd say that's a mom win, actually.
I've got one kid that's like, I'm good for the week. And another kid that's like, let me just keep brushing my teeth.
Both of mine are like, they just like think they look at the Dunskies.
Done. Well, then your husband, too.
My husband's not a strong toothbrusher. But the month before he has to go to the dentist, he buys one of these like $200 toothbrushes and then just sits on the couch watching SportsCenter with it all. I'm like, you're going to have bloody gums when you go to the dentist.
You're going
to
be like, you're not fooling anybody. It's tartar, dude.
He goes in for a regular doctor's checkup, too. And he's like, oh, I'm going to do Atkins the month before. I'm going to do all kinds of sit-ups. I'm like, you can't
outsmart them. They're going to know.
They're professionals.
Yeah, they go to school for a really long time to know how to smell bullshit.
Exactly.
You know, that's what doctoring is like, okay, you can't trust anyone telling you the truth about their symptoms.
I have another thing that
I've been all over the place. I love this topic so much.
I love this. I want you to talk about Kristen has this bad habit of sending a text to the wrong person. But she does it, like, I know everybody's done that and that's everybody's nightmare, but Kristen does it like once or twice a week, so much so that, like, you have sent texts intended for your marriage counselor to me. And you have sent texts intended for me about lighting and clothing choices to your marriage counselor. So he thought you were making a porn.
Yep. Yes. Do you remember when I sent your husband, somehow I linked him on my own personal calendar, like when I was going to be at my period?
Oh my God. My husband would tell me every morning, he's never delighted in anything more. He would be like, Kristen's got a waxing appointment at 9, just if you talk to her, a reminder to go in for
so
that.
So embarrassing.
She like included his email or something.
I don't know what it is about technology. Is that a bad habit or is that just a curse?
No, it's that you move quickly. You always move very fast.
I move fast. I don't double check. I think about somebody that I don't want to email, and then I like inadvertently put that email in the line. It's literally like the thing that everybody's afraid of.
Yeah.
Are you wanting me to
tell the story?
Oh God, Jen.
It's fine. Technology stuff. Like the fact that I save everything to my desktop and I have like 9,000 saved things.
Yeah, Jen does have, but everybody Jen is very careful and like knows where everything is. When people say, oh, my car is a mess, but I know where everything is, or my office is a mess and I know where everything is. Your office is not a mess. Your desktop is a mess, but you do know where everything is.
I do. Yeah.
Like
I
you can, literally can whizzle dizzle. I'm just a mess and I don't know where anything
it
is.
It makes my husband really crazy though. Like
the husbands can chill out. My husband also is like, if you just clean off your desktop, your computer would work faster. I'm like, is it your computer?
Yeah.
Do you need it to work faster?
Well, if you just brush your teeth more, you wouldn't have to spend one solid November doing it every year.
Yeah. I'm like, we all have our
things we got to work on. Yeah.
I don't need to tell you that your car prior to the new car that we bought you looked like a homeless hotel. So like, we've all got our wins.
I don't know which story you think I'm setting you up for, because there's actually a couple that I think
they're pretty cringe, were they? I would think it was the the bridal.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's a funny.
Okay.
Are you gonna kill me?
I'm gonna kill you.
She's gonna drink.
Okay.
But
okay.
You know what? Let me clean this up in the end because
you can't.
I think
I'm just gonna tell it. Yeah. It's a cautionary tale. Okay, you set me up. I'm just gonna tell it. And I'm going to take full responsibility. I'm 100% in the wrong in this story. There is nothing about it that is okay. But I will tell the bookends of it so that you can understand.
I also think that it's not as bad as it sounds.
Or the 8 years and 10 years of punishment I've been doing. Okay. So Jen and I have a friend in common. Mm-hmm. And that friend got engaged to another friend. And they were going to get married at the end of the month that we were engaged to be married.
This was a really good friend of Kristen's. Like,
so we upped our wedding date to the front of October because we had no time to waste. And honestly, when we found out we were pregnant, I was so excited and I didn't want a big wedding. I just wanted to like, I honestly think I could have been the kind to just elope, but I knew I wanted my mom and dad there. And then when it came down to that, I was like, well, now I want friends and family there and it'll be fun. So Colin and I were newly engaged. And so we were literally doing like wedding 101, super crash, super fast. And so I remember, like, you know, in that first trimester when you're so tired.
Oh God,
I like drove to Palm Springs. I got the caterer, I got the venue, and I got the
By the way, getting married in Los Angeles proper is $1 zillion. Nobody does it. You go outside. There's anywhere within like 2 hours is considered safe.
Yeah, because it's so expensive. Yeah. And I knew like that wasn't going to be my thing. So we found this beautiful estate. We did everything really fast. My sister went with me to Palm Springs. I was like, I just need to lay down. What is happening? And so I was so pregnant. So we upped our wedding date to the 1st of October, which was news to this other couple that had just...
And probably the only time they had opened, too.
Yeah. It was literally the the weekend they were going to reseed the grass, the guy said, I started bawling and I said, your place is the only place I want to get married and I'm knocked up. And he's like, okay, okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, great. So we've got the
Kirsten's
venue.
Like, he can seed while we're doing the vows.
He can literally walk behind and be like,
instead of throwing rice, we'll throw seeds. All right?
I'll make everybody landscape while they're there. Exactly. Put it on the trellis.
Everybody's from Nebraska. Are you kidding me?
One of my mom's friends wore a Bahama shirt. I'm fine with it. Like, it's totally okay. So anyway, my friend who was like basically a wedding planner gave me this giant book that said these are the things you had to do. I felt instantly like horrified and overwhelmed.
This is not Kristen's thing.
This is not my thing. Mm-mm. I'm like, what? Like when I go to Cheesecake Factory and there's 50,000 options, I feel like I start sweating.
She's like, give me a cheeseburger.
I'm like, I don't want to look at that. There's too many words on it. So I felt instantly overwhelmed with the all the crap that you have to do for weddings, which is probably why I didn't get married until I was in my late 30s. So they said, you have to go register. And I was like, okay, you get that little gun and you go bloop, 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 bloop. So somebody told us, it might've been your husband, that we should go register at William and Sonoma for like a couple of nice pricey items. So if anybody wanted to go in on the gift together, they could get
you. That was for sure me. Cause I said, maybe. You don't ever register for towels because you want to get something that you will keep, not something that you will get rid of in 8 years.
Right. That's what Jen said. So per her advice, I went into William Sonoma with my husband who had a hole in his shoes and we went in and I wanted a nice set of salt and pepper shakers.
Yes!
And they were $80 a piece, but they were like the grinders, but they were very expensive. And so I had the little gun and I blip, blip, I like did the thing and my husband like threw a fit. He's like, I am not registering here. This is ridiculous. This is too expensive. This is going to make people feel bad. And so then I started bawling. It was our first official fight.
By the way, he's wrong.
I was like, I don't know. Because
people do that. They go in together and people are like, they do that.
But you know, I was such an unorganized bride. I was such a disaster.
BT dubs, unless you're getting married at age 24 in Dallas, Texas, which...
Still, Williams-Sonoma, you're going to buy a nice house. You got a lot of extra scratch
to gift
up.
But I'm saying, people will give you all monogrammed shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is not that. This is just like, I'm going to get you something that you won't throw away in 4 years.
I would have them today. So
how offended I am. I'm like,
no, but the thing is we were so busy and we were so rushed. Everything was so rushed. So here's where the plot thickens. At this point, I have a friend who is engaged and she is very much enjoying being a bride, as she should. She is enjoying the process. They had this long engagement. They did it all, you know, by the book and by the whatever. And she was really kind of, I am not going to criticize her, but I'm going to say for me, it was over the top. It was not my style. Like the way she was doing it, they had this massive registry. It was all very thought out and it was all very like done. And so when Colin and I were talking, when we were fighting, I was so upset and I wanted to make things right that I sent him a text and I said, let's just copy this registry, except we'll make ours better. What I did is I sent that to the bride. And so she got that text. And the next week I was supposed to go to her her wedding shower, which was really not for me. It was because I'm better friends with the groom. So,
well, that's kind of where the weird worry came from, was that if you had the weddings close together, then like people would have to decide which one.
We only had one guest that was shared.
That's what the worry was.
So anyway,
it felt like competing weddings. It wasn't at all.
We had and she spoke at my wedding. Like everything is fine.
She was new to the party, so she didn't know our friend Kristen, who sends the text.
Oh my god! So I send this text, and when this happened, it was like my butt like went up over my
head.
That's
the worst feeling.
I literally was like, oh my god! And so I literally called her and I begged for mercy. I go,
as soon as you sent it, you were like,
as soon as I sent it, I was like calling her and I go, I am so sorry. That was a totally rude text. here's the reason I sent it. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. But she was a little burned as she would. I mean, I like, that's not a nice thing to say. That was a really rude. I was making a joke at her expense. I was being a snot and I got busted. And then the next week I had to go to her wedding shower that was a 4-day sleepaway where everybody was at wine country and I was like the pariah. I was not well
liked. And you were pregnant, so no drinks.
I just sat there and was like, I'm gonna take penance.
Yeah.
But then eventually, like, the bride's sister really liked me and another bridesmaid chose to like me. And then they ended up talking to me and that was nice. And
yeah.
I feel like at the end of it, it was just a total disaster, but fine. Did I do the story justice? I don't know if I think I'm like being nervous.
I think you totally did it justice because everybody knows that feeling where you send a saucy text and then you're like, your whole insides fall out through your butthole because you're like, did I just send that to the wrong person, you're like, or whatever?
Misfire.
How do I unsend? How do I unsend?
Yeah. I don't, like, that's why I'm like terrified. And like, I'll send like a dumb email to someone that I didn't mean. I don't know what. Oh, how about the time I left a voicemail for this guy that was my mortgage broker and I left all my intimate financials and I accidentally called a different Max and left all of my financial information
that
on a voicemail.
Just
literally the dumbest thing.
Thankfully, a very trustworthy guy named Max.
And not only that, a very good financial friend. And he called me and he's like, listen, you dummy, you never leave this kind of information on a voicemail, but good job on you for having such a nice savings at a young age. He's like, I'm impressed with your credit score. I'm like, why does this happen?
But here's, this destroys Kristen and she it is just a bad habit. I honestly am going to put a lock on her phone.
I sent Dennis, our friend Dennis, like I was having a heavy period, yeah. And then I made fun of Dennis on texting you and then got the two mixed up. I'm like, I should not be allowed to have anything technology based. Well,
just today, we were on a text chain somebody sent the wrong, it wasn't you, but
thank
somebody
God.
Sent the wrong message. And luckily, and I think you've prepped me for this, that like, maybe that wasn't for you. I was like, I'm really confused. What are you asking? Because hey, you know, like if it was for me, I was like, well, what the fuck? I was like, yeah. Samuel L. Jackson, all of a sudden, I was like, not entirely, but.
Yeah, she was. She turned into Samuel Jackson, guys. Right now, she was telling the story. It was amazing.
I was like, what is confused? But it was intended for somebody else.
Those are bad habits. Those are bad. I've really learned how to like slow down, look at the email that I'm sending and going, is this the person you're intending? And then I do this weird thing where I'm like overthinking it. And I'm like, Kristen, eyeball that message. Is that who? But now, I mean, whatever.
Because I know what you do. You're like,
fast.
I am going to send Jen this text about Reginald. And then what you do is you bring up Reginald into your contacts and you say,
text Reginald.
Yeah.
Text Reginald that you don't like him and his hair is dumb. And then you send it and then you're like, now I literally have nowhere to go but to live in this honest space.
So as bad as your texting and your phone calling mishaps are.
Thank you.
We're going to go to the mom box.
Okay.
The mom box.
We're going into the mom box. You don't know what you find.
So this is a comment from Christina Juarez. Ooh. And I think this is going to make you feel better about a lot of things. So Christina J., so my husband and I do a lot of sexting. He's a firefighter.
Well, so would I then.
We get it. Yeah. And he's gone a lot. We need to keep it spicy. Anyway, he sent a text to me the other day at the same time his mom was texting him. Well, I never got the text he was sending, but his mom did. I was dying laughing and he was mortified. He got off work yesterday morning for the day and he went to his parents' house. And he couldn't even look at her in the eye.
I wonder if his mom was like, you know what? I'm proud of you, son. You're keeping the love fire burning. Or if he's like, just don't.
But can you imagine how filthy it might have? Remember, you almost forwarded a really filthy email that your husband sent to a principal.
I could have murdered him. It was the filthiest thing. First of all, my husband writes lengthy emails. It's something we're working on.
I skimmed through.
Yeah. It was all, we were working together to do a show for kids. I have a this wonderful principal who's this little Japanese woman, and she's so sweet. And we and he sent this email with all of the ins and outs of what's going to happen at the show.
Yep.
And then that very...
And then what was going to happen at the post show.
In one line. And it was the filthiest thing I've ever heard him say, probably to this day. And he can be filthy. And I... literally, like, my finger was going to I'd already forwarded it. I was just writing a note. And then I read it again, which I never do because we've already discerned that I'm somebody that just does things too fast. And I would have quit if it would have. I would have never shown up again. I would have been like, just I'm like a filthy whore.
Disappeared like missing person.
Yeah.
Style,
or I would have never known if she would have read it because she's so kind that she would just act like everything was fine. And I wouldn't have been able to deal with that. I would have been like, did you read the sex line? Did you read it?
See that? My husband will never do that because he's too scared that of like somebody screenshotting it and using it like down the road as blackmail. But
I don't think I'm very good at that. I get weird. You know, I'm like, I kind of get like.
Oh, you sending those?
I would like my idea of sexy is like, I'm not wearing sweatpants. and he's like, ugh. And he'll send filthy, very detailed. I know. I know. Colin. What are you going to do? I know. He's a dirtbag, but I love it. But like, he's gross.
Yeah. We don't do that. Honestly,
I feel like you guys would talk about like a Munster cheese in like some sort of like more decadent way than you would sex text each other.
I'm much more likely to text him something, but I kind of have given up because I'll text him like, I don't even know what I would.
You're probably really good at it.
I don't think that I am.
I think you're probably good at it. But you're good at being like, hey, babe, look at me or something. Like,
no.
Here's a picture of my boobs.
What do you, what? No, I don't know.
Oh, let's make love tonight.
I would never say make love. I would never say that.
Jen's like, let's come together. And I mean, let's come together.
In the biblical form.
In the biblical form.
Yeah.
Let's find ourselves upon each other in the nude.
You know what? He's so waspy. He might appreciate that. But if I send him something even slightly suggestive, he'll go, who are you trying to reach? Did you know that you sent this to your husband? And then I go, oops, misfire.
I when we were first dating, Colin and I used to send these like giant love texts to each other that were really gushy. And then at one point I was like, we should probably not send those texts anymore because I'm at the school and sometimes my text messages will show up on my phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't tell me to stop sending those. This is the fun part. Someday this is going to go away and we're not going to want to send these texts anymore. And I was like,
oh, he's psychic too, huh?
And psychic. Because now it's a one word response like dog food.
But is that your code word?
No, it's dog food.
I'm going to bring home the dog food tonight.
He'll be, I literally will send him a text. This is my favorite thing. I'll send him a text and I'll say,
I'm coming home with an extra big bag of dog food.
I'll be like, I think we should come together as a married couple. And then I can hear him run through the house. And it's his favorite bit to run through the house and take off his clothes as fast as he can. But with our kids in remote learning, I'm like, that bit has to stop. The kids are confused. They're like, why do you need a shower that bad?
Yeah. Our kids are at the age we do lock the door.
You do?
Yeah.
I just lock the door with no one in there.
I'm thinking about getting that like egg crating, you know, that soundproofing kind of thing.
We don't need it.
I mean,
it's just a lot of, they're just used to it. It's just a lot of growling.
Yeah, we watch TV loud. That's what I mean. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you mean. Well, I think we've dug into this mom box quite well.
It's so hot. Maybe we should talk about a
hot flash. Surprise you, but I think it's gonna make you really happy. And I'm gonna, we both love this person. He's unexpected as a hot flash. I don't think he gets enough of the shining of the light on him is Ken Jeong. We all know who he is. Yes. I think the American version that we've butchered is Ken Jeong, yeah, but it's Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
So
I can't tell the difference.
But I love him, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I've been such a huge fan of him in a million ways, but I was reading up on him a little bit, and you know he is an actual medical doctor. He's a medical doctor. He wanted to study theater, but was pressured. You know, also, he's smart, so he can go to medical school. It wasn't like had options like, man, I could be a biochemist or I could study theater. Everyone was kind of like, you're going to be a bartender, study theater. So like he did his thing, and he, as he was studying in North Carolina, he like went and did open mics and improv classes. I know he took improv close to the West Side over at the Santa Monica Playhouse.
Yeah.
He was big over there. And meanwhile, the whole time he's a doctor and he's got beautiful twin girls. He's married. And I think the thing that I like about him so much is, you know, outside of his comedic roles in movies, he's one of the judges on The Masked Singer.
We both love that show.
And we love that show. And I'll tell you, during this time when we might be in a new year, but you know what? Like it's still a time when we're trying to adjust to life being still a little scary. And he brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
And I was like, joy's sexy, baby. That's what I always say. And I watch him on Masked Singer and my kids giggle. He does these, like, he gets so enthusiastic that he doesn't care if he looks cool or not. He's like bent over doing like, woo, woo, woo. And I find him darling. And I find that sexy. And I think that we have to like start changing our perception a little bit and start looking at what we appreciate as much as.
Yeah.
If it doesn't always have to be a six pack of abs. You know what I mean?
No, he's hilarious. And yeah, he is a good dad and a doctor and stuff. And I think his sister's a doctor and he shouted her out as a frontline worker on one of the last shows.
Because the singing surgeon was on there. Boy, we could double down on that.
Oh, man. Good hello. God.
I told Eleanor, I go, he's the one for you.
Yep.
Because he's a little young for me. But he is. You go for a guy like that.
Oh, and I forgot about your father, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm married. Whatever. We're fighting. No. We're the orthopedic surgeon, and he's a, you know, he was on the show. And when he revealed, when he took off his mask, and it was the singing surgeon who, if you don't know, he was one of the frontline workers. He sings in the lobby to all the people in the rooms that have COVID can hear. It's just really special. And he, Ken Jeong got really emotional and praised him and thanked him. And I was in tears. And I just think, A+, man, I'm a big fan.
If you haven't seen this video, I think it came out before he did all the Hangover movies. There's a comedian that was doing these music videos. And I think it's called the name under it, or that they go under, is called Million Dollar Strong.
Okay.
And this song is really filthy, and it was like filmed at a bar downtown, and Ken is dancing in the background. And it is one of the most hilarious things that you've ever seen. And it's really well done. It looks like it's done in one take, and Ken just keeps coming at it, like the ceiling and stuff. It's crazy.
He makes me laugh really hard without him trying at all.
It's really self-deprecating.
So self-deprecating, and like just a, like, genuinely does what, if you're a good comedian and you're working with other comedians, do, and that's make the other person look better.
Yeah.
Not at their expense, at your expense.
Yeah.
And he does that, and it's I just, big fan.
That's it. He is hot.
Hot.
Listen up, all you guys out there. That's a good way to be hot. Be funny.
Be funny. If you're like, if you're taking a hard look at yourself and you're looking in the mirror and you're like, man, I'm like a six. Just be funny, and you're already up to a nine. You're going to get, if you're hot and dumb and boring, good on you. You're gonna find someone of your liking. But if you're like mildly good looking and funny, you're going to get all the ass you want.
And then Kristen will accidentally send you all the wrong texts about, and like then, how she has weird itchy butt or something.
Yeah. How one of my hems is coming out to say hello. It was intended for Jen, but sent to hot guy.
Whoops.
Oh, sorry. Is that not hot? Real life. What do you say, Jenny?
I think we're out of here.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Cheers.